And you're very welcome back to Kilkenny Today here with Eugene Doyle until 6pm. Now, every Tuesday, as we said, with the exception of last year, but every Tuesday on Kilkenny Today, we have our astronomy slot with David Moore of Astronomy Ireland, who will keep us up to date every week on all that's going on above us. David, you're very welcome to Kilkenny Today.
Thank you very much, Eugene.
Now, David, we have, I suppose, November the 5th, we have some out of space stuff going on. We have Guy Fawkes Night, and we have another horror show in the US with the US election.
Yes, and we'll leave all those mundane earthly problems behind us and take a look out into space where things are much more exciting.
Absolutely.
Especially this Sunday coming.
Yeah. Okay. First of all, tell me about Comet TA. Tell me what the story, what the latest on that is.
Yeah. Well, some people have been calling it the comet of the century. I'll never forget seeing it. I think it was October 14th or 15th. Went out to look for it just after it'd come away from the sun. And there it was, plain as day to the naked eye, with a big long tail stretching to the upper left. Lots of people got to see it that night as well. We got lots of photographs in for the magazine, and it's been fading away since, and now you probably need a pair of binoculars to see it, or your camera phone, because if you aim just over in the west, the southwest, just after it gets dark, and take a picture, your camera phones these days with night mode can actually record fainter stars than you can see with the naked eye, and people are still getting the little hazy patch that's the comet with its long tail. Even with camera phones and with proper telescopes, the views are amazing. So this is a very rare, bright comet that we've just had. A bit past its best now, but we'll be doing a huge feature on it in Astronomy Island magazine, because despite the Irish weather, we got in some fantastic pictures.
Yeah, so you can actually send pictures in to astronomy.ie, and you can also look at what other people have sent in as well.
Yes, I mean, the magazine will have a full pictorial record of what the comet was like from Ireland. The magazine gets archived in the National Library of Ireland. So if you took any photographs, you want to share them with the rest of the country and posterity, do send them. Just go to the website, look at the Contact Us page. You'll see where to send submissions to the magazine. And the issue should be out in a few weeks' time. We want the comet to die away so we can have the complete record of at its brightest to when we lost track of it.
Lost track of it. Now, you were just mentioned Sunday. Tell me what's going on Sunday.
Yeah, well, these are the planets that are on view this week. We've got three bright planets. Saturn visible all night. Jupiter, much brighter, rises about 7 p.m. So it'll be up soon. And then Mars rises around 10 p.m. And the big story this week is with Saturn, because it looks about as bright as the brightest star in the sky. But there's a few stars brighter, so unless you're an expert, you won't know which bright star is Saturn. But you will on Sunday night, because the moon is going to pair up with Saturn. And you'll see it all night long, so it gets darker around now, 5-6 o'clock, and no one can mistake the moon. And just to the upper left of the moon, the bright star sitting near the moon, that is Saturn on Sunday night.
And just to be clear,
it's visible all night long.
And just to be clear, we're looking south now, isn't that right?
Well, when they rise, yes, around south, and then if you follow them for several hours, they don't set until after midnight, so just before midnight, they'll actually be at their closest. The moon is edging closer and closer to Saturn, hour by hour. They'll be about 3 moon widths apart, which is quite close, and as they go down in the southwest around midnight. But, you know, you talk about the moon, even if you don't know which way is north or which way is south, you can easily find the moon, so it'll be no problem whatsoever. That's a great thing about using the moon as a signpost. And we do this in the magazine every month. Whenever the moon is near a planet, that's the time for the beginners to get out. Because if you remember where Saturn is, it'll be there for several months, whereas the moon will move on night by night. So we always use the moon as a signpost to teach people which planet is which. And, of course, it looks quite spectacular to the naked eye to have these bright things near the moon. There usually isn't anything bright near the moon.
Okay, and that's Sunday, and then the 16th and 17th then is Jupiter's turn.
Yeah, so you'll see Jupiter is actually going to be easy to see, because it does outshine all of the stars in the sky by a factor of 10. It rises at 7, so let's say by 8 o'clock, even you've got a few trees on the horizon, the brightest thing in the sky, low in the east at 8 o'clock, but getting higher as the hours go by. That is Jupiter. So if you go out around midnight, you'll see this huge star, in quotes, blazing in the sky. That's the planet Jupiter. It's going to be on show for several months to come. If you've got a pair of binoculars or a small telescope, you aim it at Jupiter. You can even see its moons. They look like tiny stars either side, and they take between 2 days and 2 weeks to go once around Jupiter. So every night they make a different configuration. Galileo saw them 400 years ago with the first telescope he turned on the night sky. So they're called the Galilean moons as a result. It's actually got 95 moons, but sort of fifth one and down are all very faint. There's four big ones, and the rest are tiny by comparison. But you can see them in a pair of binoculars if you hold them steady. I've done it many times myself. But you'll see Jupiter with the naked eye, the brightest thing in the sky after 7 o'clock every night this week.
And then, of course, the moon is really getting lots of company at the moment, because then the following week, then, as you said, Mars, which rises before 10 p.m., it's then going to be closer to the moon, is it?
Yeah, I mean, Jupiter will line up with the moon first. The moon moves roughly your hand span at arm's length to the left every night. So it'll move from Saturn in the south to southwest over to the east where Jupiter is on the 16th and 17th of November. And then it'll keep moving and catch up with Mars on the 20th of November. I'm sure we'll cover that in the show that week. And Mars is a bit brighter than Saturn, and it has this obvious reddish tinge to it. It's not called the red planet for nothing. And so that sort of gives it away. So the very bright orangey-red star after 10 o'clock over in the east, that's Mars. And if you're not sure, just wait till November the 20th, and the big moon will be right next to it. You won't be able to mistake it then.
Okay. Now, Sunday is the beginning of National Science Week in Ireland. That's very important. Mm-hmm. Now, you have two events on. Do you want to tell us a little bit about them, David?
Yeah, I mean, every month we have an online lecture, so everybody in the country can come along and hear an expert talk to the general public about their topic of research. Now, they're told that people don't know anything about science. They got no science qualifications. They keep it simple. But we're getting a world-class expert who this month, for Science Week, is going to tell us about a very interesting topic called exoplanets. So exoplanets are planets going around other stars. And we've now got several techniques for finding them. Some of the giant telescopes and the space telescopes can actually see the planets around the stars directly. But most of the 5,000 plus that we've identified are done with other techniques. That speak will explain on the night. So that's next Monday night, 7 p.m. online. If you go to astronomy.ie, you can book tickets for that. And everyone is welcome. Great event for the whole family if you have any interest in space. You just sit down. You know, if you're watching on your phone, cast it onto your TV screen. If you've got a smart TV, sit back and enjoy the show. We'll also tell you about what's happening in the sky, but the main attraction is going to be exoplanets for National Science Week next November, November the 11th, next Monday. So we hope everyone will come along and, you know, get the very latest on not only these exoplanets that we've found, 5,000 of them, but some of them are Earth-like. Therefore, they could harbor life. Our speaker will talk about that on the night. It's Dr. Matthew Bothwell, who's from Cambridge University, and he's an expert in this particular area. So I've said about 5,000. He'll probably give us the nearest one exactly how many they've found so far, because they're finding more every week.
Mm. Now, David, people who, you know, who want to go and see the headquarters of Astronomy Ireland, they don't need to go into the city to park or anything, sure they don't. It's fairly accessible, isn't it, from the M7, the N7 onto the M50, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, we're lucky in that our headquarters are in an industrial unit, which is outside the M50. So we never have any problems with rush hour traffic. And we're running an event at 7 p.m., so definitely no traffic then, on the 19th of November, to show people the planet Saturn while it's so high in the south every evening. And it's by far the most spectacular planet to see in a telescope. The other planets, you see their globe and maybe some surface markings. But Saturn, of course, has those rings that make it unique amongst planets. And it's the one that draws the biggest oohs and ahs whenever you show somebody the view through a really big telescope. We're talking thousands of times more powerful than your eye. You can even see the individual moons of Saturn. I've seen six of them in some of these telescopes, but the two big ones are dead easy to see. And there's two other smaller ones, and if you strain to see, there's two beyond that. So at Jupiter, we've got sort of four equally bright moons that are very easy to see, and at Saturn, we've got a sort of a grading of three pairs, two relatively easy, two tricky, and two difficult to see. And we can take pictures of them and record them very easily, and people often hook their camera phones up to the telescopes at the event as well, just to record the rings and maybe grab at least one or two of the moons. So that's an event not to miss, unless you've already got a 10,000 quid telescope sitting in your backyard. Come along and use ours.
And very briefly, if you have a child or something that's interested in astronomy, a reasonable Christmas present is not far away if you want to join astronomyireland.ie and get that magazine every month when it comes out. Listen, we leave it there. David Moore, of Astronomy Ireland, thank you indeed for joining me on the program. And we'll talk to you next week.
My pleasure.
Okay, take care.
Bye-bye.
Okay, that brings us to the end of this evening's program.